Opera North is England's national opera company in the North and one of Europe's leading arts organisations. The company is committed to producing work of the highest quality that excites, challenges and entertains. It tours not only throughout the north of England and to London, but also to opera houses on the continent. In an attempt to make opera even more accessible, Opera North has launched this latest innovative project, and here to tell us more is Alice Gilmore. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Simon.
First of all, for those that aren't familiar with Opera North, tell us a little bit more, put a bit more colour into what you do.
Well, we're an opera company based in Leeds, and we put on a main stage opera in Leeds, and we tour it to Newcastle, Nottingham, Manchester, and then other places as well, sometimes Edinburgh, sometimes London. And we also have a small venue that we program, which is in Leeds, called the Howard Assembly Room. So we put on other types of music, sort of world music, jazz. So we're quite a varied organisation. We have a huge education, sort of community outreach department, and lots of basically artistic work going on in the North.
And you also create very accessible versions of operas as well as you tour, don't you?
We do. We're very much of the opinion that we want our work to be seen by everybody. So we try and make it as accessible as possible. So we have audio description, we have sign interpreted performances, and we have captioning. And then obviously all of our operas in another language are surtitled in English. So it's all about, yes, making it accessible to everyone so everyone can come and try it. If you like it, come again. You know, it's there to be just basically, you know, have that experience, see what you think of it.
And I would think there's probably still a large number of people in this country who haven't really ever experienced an opera. When you bring in visual impairment into that, I think some people think, well, you know, what is the point? Because you miss so much. But you don't when it's accessible, do you?
Well, that's the great thing in a way, because opera is, it's all of the art forms. It's music, so you can listen to it. It's very visual. It can look wonderful. You know, there's lots of dance in some of our productions. So really, you still get a huge amount from it, particularly, you know, if you're a music lover and you have a visual impairment. If, say, you come for the audio description, you can have that extra help to describe what's happening on the stage. But just listening to the music alone, I think, live with the orchestra there in front of you, the singers just there on the stage, is an experience in itself. Because it's such a vast experience, often just going to an opera one time, you can't actually sort of almost take in how much it encompasses. It almost demands you see it again. And in fact, that's probably why people are so happy to go along and see another Puccini opera done again, because they'll get more out of it again this next time. So,
yeah, it's a bit like, I remember when I was younger, I liked big band music and stuff like that, and I had never heard a big band live till my dad took me to a gig when I was younger, and I was absolutely staggered the difference in listening to the music being played out in the open and right in front of me. And it's such a more encompassing experience.
I know. I think it must be physical as well as just the knowledge that they're playing it live and you're sort of marvelling at the technical ability. But yeah, it's a physical thing. It's those sound waves going into you. And the excitement, I think, of being out with a crowd of people all experiencing it at the same time.
Now, it's Leonard Bernstein's centenary year, and you've got a really exciting project that you've launched, which is making opera really accessible and to everybody, but particularly to people who perhaps have mobility issues or perhaps would like to get a flavour of it before they actually commit to going to an opera. Tell us about it.
Okay, yes. Well, we performed his first opera, actually, called Trouble in Tahiti, last autumn. And it's a one-act opera, so it's not often performed. And also, because he became so successful with West Side Story, etc., he's seen as more of perhaps a musicals type of composer. But I think looking back at this one, it had all these elements that he went on to perfect. But it's an amazing piece in its own right, not very often performed. And anyway, so when we did it last autumn, we filmed it in conjunction with BBC's The Space. And it's been put together and edited into this very beautiful film. The sound is such good quality. And so we are releasing the films actually right now. And we have accessible versions of those films. So we have one with audio description, one with captioning or subtitles that you can turn on. and another with a signer, so sign interpreted. And they are actually available now on our Opera North website. If you go to operanorth.co.uk/access, you can view those films right now for free.
What do you hope to achieve then with this?
I think it's just a fantastic way of allowing people to enjoy a production that we thought was superb. We have wonderful singers in it. It's very beautiful. And I think it allows people to just try opera. And if they know opera already, it's great for them. Lovely. You can watch it as many times as you like and really get to know the piece. If you've never seen opera before, just go to it and have a look. If you've never been to the opera before, but you have access needs, try one of the accessible versions and see if that, you know, really can help give you that extra level of understanding. And also, I think they're a fantastic tool for us now to show people what it's like if you come to watch a show that is sign interpreted if you're deaf, and how that helps you understand the story and to not feel intimidated about coming out to the theatre to try the live thing. So it can be used as a type of explainer tool, really. So we have them now forever, which is great.
And it's nice to have you on, because we often talk to people who enjoy audio description, but you're one of the people who actually provides the audio description of some of the performances, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Quite a challenge.
Yes, it is. It is. It varies from piece to piece. I think I mentioned to you before, I mean, one that we did that was a real challenge was, it was all in German and it was sung through completely. It was Der Rosenkavalier by Strauss, so very loud, lush music. So to try and get in enough little helpful bits of information about the story, as well as about what's the visual look of what's happening on the stage, was a real challenge. And we did our very best, and we hope that people enjoyed it. But yes, some are easier than others. But also, when as an opera company, when we say we provide audio description, one of the great things we do is touch tours before a show, which are, I think, fantastic for anyone to go on to actually walk around the set and feel the costumes, the props. But we do audio notes, so you can listen to those in the comfort of your own home before you come along. And they describe in detail what the sets look like, you know, the props, the costumes, the characters themselves, how they move, you know, their sort of mannerisms. So hopefully you can, you know, really build up a visual picture before you even come out to the performance.
How long does it take to actually get an opera production, all the scenery together and get it all together? How long does it take to rehearse it all and get it ready for actual taking on the road?
Well, I'm not sure of the specific things, but I know that, you know, right now people are already several months into thinking about shows that are happening in 2019. So those would be the directors, the designers, etc. So they're already getting the concept together. Then I think, obviously, scenery starts getting built, you know, in different places. I know we use a large company in Wales sometimes, and we build stuff ourselves. That can happen, you know, a year in advance if the designer knows what they want to do. And then the actual rehearsals, I think, I might be proved very wrong on this, it's something like 2 or 3 months beforehand rehearsals start. The orchestra are rehearsing, the singers are rehearsing, the chorus, soloists are doing work sort of with the conductor on their own, and then they all start coming together right to the end. I'll research that and come back to you with the correct information next time.
That sounds about right, because I know people who are actors, and again, it can be like 2 months of rehearsals.
Yeah,
for a play before it even goes out on the road, sort of thing. Yeah. But it's very passionate. That's maybe something that you should do as well, as perhaps do a film on stages of putting an opera together, because it would sort of show the amount of work and passion that actually goes into it.
I think that, yeah, that's such a great idea. I know that, yeah, I think people have explored those ideas, it would be an incredible thing to capture, but people start getting so busy and so sort of preoccupied with the thing. The last thing they want is a sort of a film crew in there when they're at the stressful moment of getting things together. But I think it's a fantastic idea. Mm-hmm. I think I shall pass that to the company.
but don't give them my name, just so.
Okay.
So for more details then, to find out what's happening, because you've got a lot coming up on Opera North, haven't you, the next coming year?
We do. I mean, the best place is our website, which is operanorth.co.uk. If you're particularly interested in accessible performances, if you go to the access page, so it's that web address with /access, that will list you all the productions that are going to have audio description, signing, captioning, etc. But yeah, all the information's on there. We hope to make stuff accessible as well. If people want things in audio format, if people want, you know, the program of events for the year ahead in Braille, we can do those on request. So please just get in contact. You can get in contact with me. I think my email address is on there, but you can also write to access@operanorth.co.uk and that comes to me.
Well, it'll be interesting to see the feedback from the latest project.
Yeah, it will be very interesting. Yeah, I'll be happy to send that to you.
Alice Gilmore from Opera North. I will speak again, I'm sure, but all the best with this project and thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much.